You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Shareholders of property group Attack today gave their full backing of the company's plans to sell its 30% stake in the Attack Waterfall Investment Company. This is the company that is developing the Waterfall City. Precinct. If you've been there, if you're a Joburger, you've definitely been there. If you're not from Joburg, it's a pretty nice new development in my view. But they agreed to sell it to the Government Employees Pension Fund, and the GEPF, as you know, is the country's largest fund manager. It has around 2.3 trillion rand in assets under management that are managed by the Public Investment Corporation. We've got Santosh Lalu, who is the executive head of asset management and properties at the PIC, for more on this story. Santosh, thanks so much for your time. So exactly what will this investment mean for the government workers whose pensions you manage?
Hi, good evening, Vivian. Good evening to your listeners.
Good evening. Thanks for joining the show. Yeah.
Yes, of course. No, so I think the transaction, what does it mean? And I think ultimately it's a great deal for the GEPF. So I think we've got quite a significant unlisted property portfolio, the likes of V&A Waterfront, which we own 50% of together with Growthpoint, and there's also Pareto. But I think this is another large deal. We haven't had many deals of late from the unlisted portfolio. But I think fundamentally, what does it do? It's a sound investment for the GEPF. If we look at just the fundamentals, I think it stacks up. That was our critical first step of this is a well-diversified portfolio, and you've highlighted it. We've taken a unique view. I think it's in the sense that we've taken a nodal or a precinct view. It's effectively a smart city. So what is really attractive from the investment perspective is you're getting a diverse sector portfolio as well. But critically, there's that blend and co-reliance of the different users of the sector. So your office, your retail, your industrial, your hospitality, all these sectors sort of ensure that from a precinct perspective, your returns are also embedded. So from a pensioner's perspective, I think obviously, you know, modern portfolio theory prevails where diversification of any pension fund is a critical stance that you take. So from a sector diversification, I think we are very comfortable with investment. And then critically, a big one is also our partners. I think with a tech experienced team, they've done it for many years. They've gone through the hard yards of putting all that infrastructure in already. So we've got a great risk alignment with our partners. So from a GEPF perspective, I think it's an investment that will actually be a long-term investment for us, but one that will yield the respective returns that we anticipate.
Sure, because I mean the 30% stake that you paid 2.7 billion rands for, it is a strategic one, and I'm just wondering whether you plan to do anything differently in the way development is currently unfolding within the Waterfall City precinct.
Yeah. So, you know, if we look at the existing embedded DNA of Waterfall, I think the core principles which we aligned with are already there. From an ESG perspective, absolutely. I think there's a very strong environmental view by the Attack team, which is one of the key, let's say, principles from a GEPF perspective that we embed. And then secondly, from social aspects. So that is something that will be an organic view that will, together with the GEPF, how do we further strengthen that in terms of looking at value chains of development? How can we sort of embolden transformation, not only from a racial perspective, but from a gender perspective as well? And then critically, we were comfortable with the governance. And I think being a partner, being a listed entity, is something that we hold with quite a high regard as well.
Just talk to us then about your general view of the South African property sector. I mean, you did mention the exposure to the V&A. I mean, we had Growthpoint on the show last week following the release of its results, and a whole lot of traffic happening there. Tourism is popping, and therefore revenues and I'm sure returns are looking really, really great. But in other parts of the market, we have seen a not so great view, particularly in terms of how the market is valuing a lot of these property companies. The economy, high interest rates, high inflation, some changes in the economy, some structural changes in some corners in terms of the office and whether we still see a recovery there have dampened a lot of valuations in the listed property space and also made it quite unattractive for some. Just your general take on SA listed property right now.
Sure. I think absolutely. It is an exceptionally tough sector at present. And I think if you look at property, you know, it is a function of the economy. If there are hiccups in the economy, we'll see that impact on be it office, retail and industrial. And I think having sort of a current stagnant economy does impede the sector. But we've also got your high interest rates and load shedding as well. So yes, I think the sector is under pressure, but with most sectors, you got to sort of trade or go through those investment cycles. As long as I would say your long-term fundamentals are in place, it would actually stand you in good reserve. I think the big one is right now you got to look at the pockets of opportunity, and that's where I think Attack was a unique one for us in terms of pockets of opportunity. And I think you highlighted, I think Growth Point's results have shown some green shoots, office still under pressure. But I think from a PIC perspective and GPF perspective, we would still be primarily SA focused, purely from a mandate perspective, but also from the broad initiatives that we actually view for the economy. So from our perspective, it's really being opportunistic. And I think through a thorough process and rigor of investments, it's finding those opportunities. So as you said, I think office sort of in sort of a dying area, you wouldn't want sort of that sort of exposure. But sort of collaboration is where we're sort of seeking that. How do we start looking at sort of your vacant offices and maybe collaborating with partners in terms of turning a precinct? I think sort of a lot more innovation is needed in the economy right now, and specifically in looking at these sectors. I think hybrid offices, we're seeing, yes, everyone's moving to smaller office spaces, but creating a bit more of a colorful environment, if you can put it that way, is something that can sort of spur your retail, can spur also your residential. So that sort of collaboration, not only with different landlords, but with different sectors may start moving the needle in the right direction.
In terms of company exposure, though, in the listed space that you say you do favor, just also as part of the PIC's mandate, is there anything that you've been adding to in the recent while, or any particular companies or stocks that you've been trimming down in terms of asset management?
So I actually only look at the unlisted side. So maybe I'll speak on the unlisted side. So we are traditionally overweight retail, and that's a result of Pareto with our super regional malls. And then from our direct assets, which is properties which we hold for the GPF, bricks and mortar, and we hold the title deed, we are typically overweight offices. So last year, about over 12 months ago, we started trimming down our non-core portfolio. So we put about 70 buildings on the market, and it was done through quite a lengthy process. And we are trimming down our sectors in terms of non-core offices, non-core retail, and non-core industrial. So those are some sectors, but it's primarily because for a pension fund of this size, sort of holding properties of very small values in terms of size and also from a rent perspective, it doesn't really make sense. So looking at that aggregation of assets, but also looking at key nodes as well. So those are some of the asset management activities we've undertaken in the last 12 months.
All right. Santosh, really interesting conversation. Hope we'll be able to speak with you again in future as the opportunity arises. But that was Santosh Lalu, who's Executive Head of Asset Management and Properties over at the PIC.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.